Welcome to part three of our 200th episode series. Today, Mark Brewster takes a deeper look into the incredible community behind the show, the friends of the Discover.com podcast.
We were talking about stuff earlier, and you mentioned something called Friends of the Podcast, and I kind of let that go by. Help me out. Can you help me understand that?
Sure. For me, because this podcast is basically a labor of my love, you know, it's something that I wanted to do. I never got into it thinking I was going to make money off from it. I do accept people that come on. They will give a gift, the donations, you know, that type of thing. If they need something more, you know, we'll charge them. But there are people that I could not do this podcast without their help. And they provide their services, their expertise. One of those people is JR from West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions. He provides my website hosting.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Discover.com is hosted on JR's platform. And, you know, all of the websites that I create for people, I use his platform. That's one thing. If I'm designing a website for a business, they have to use JR because I can talk to JR. It's a great platform, but he has provided the Discover.com podcast with website hosting. We have M106.3 FM out of Greenville, the radio station. You know, Jim, the owner, Dillinger, and Kara Stevens, who, if anybody's been watching the podcast, Kara's been coming on and being a co-host or a host because their radio station is all about community. My podcast is all about community. So we collaborate and we help each other. You know, my information about the podcast is on their radio station. And, you know, they come on and their information's on mine. There's also Stephen Rainwater from Business Growth Engine, who is a programmer, designs apps, helps businesses with their growth. He's a coach. He does a lot of stuff for business people. And he is writing some code and some platforms for another project that we're going to be doing through Discover that I can't disclose yet.
Oh, it's top secret.
Yeah, right now it's a mission that it's, you know, only us knows. That's not good English. But anyways, but because he's doing that kind of stuff, you know, he's providing expertise to the business. Blueberry Podcast Platform is the platform that I use for pushing out the podcast to iHeart, Pandora. I know I always forget one. Apple Podcast, Pandora, and iHeart is all done through Blueberry Podcast platform. And they're basically a Michigan-based company. I did a series of Tech Tuesdays with the VP up in Traverse City over spring break. That's probably has, it, well, it is released by now. But that's all part of the Tech Tuesdays. So we've got that. And it's those friends that I couldn't do this without. When we release other ones, I'm going to take them with me. You know, it benefits us all. And we're all small business entrepreneurs. And if we can keep building our network by helping each other, why not?
And I've always been slightly jealous of your energy.
You know, I do crash once in a while. But for me, music has been my therapy. And I get to beat things with sticks and not get arrested. So it's a chance that everybody has to have an outlet. You know, whether you're in your shop building a workbench or a
door
chair
for
or a door.
Bedroom between a...
Yeah,
I mean, you did our bathroom in the bedroom.
Yeah, you know, my wife had this great idea. I couldn't build it, and you said, "Well, I can." And you know that door gets used every day. You know, but it added a nice little touch to our house. But it was your expertise and your ability that allowed that to happen. So, you know, these are some just fun times.
This is the second time I'm saying this. We took a quick break. I started asking some questions, and Dwayne said, why weren't you asking me this while we were doing the show? So here I am asking for a third time.
Stick around for our final chapter. In part four, Mark wraps up the walk down memory lane and maps out the future for both the podcast and DW Video. Like, follow, and share today. Let's band together and tell Montcalm County's story.